Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Sports Horn. More live hours than anyone else. 24 hours a day, 168 hours a week, 8,760 hours a year. Football.
It's a goal!
Other sports.
It's a goal!
News, views, who's going where. Opinions from the pros.
I can't see the ball. I can't see the ball!
Authentic noise from the fans.
All I'm saying is, why can't my team just put a digital networking hub in the stadium? Is that too much to ask?
Time for all the sport. Sound that horn. This is Sports Horn.
You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with me, Anthony Richardson, and former professional footballer turned current pundit, Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
Tell me, Ian, have you ever seen someone do a 2.5 hour impression of Whoopi Goldberg?
I can't say I have, no.
Would you like to?
Absolutely not.
Well,
no.
That is a shame, and let's hope our listeners feel differently, because we've got two tickets to the musical Sister Act on London's West End up for grabs. Call us, and if you get a simple question right, those tickets will be winging their way to you. Here we are at the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show, and it's a big one today, Ian. It's a big morning because we are live from Everton's new ground, which is still under construction.
Sports Horn, exclusively live from Everton's new home, Toffee Park. A brave new world for a brave old team.
Hi, I'm Tim Howard, and I am super stoked to see Everton's new stadium whenever it gets built.
Well, Tim Howard, that time is now, or should I say, soon. The countdown has begun.
A countdown that definitely won't be delayed or run over budget, and that's an Everton promise.
We are so excited to be at Bramley Moor Docks as part of Everton's media day. Sky, TalkSport, your Times, your Mirrors and your Bloombergs of this world, are recording interviews with Bill Kenwright and Frank Lampard from the new digital networking hub at the stadium. So good that they've got a digital networking hub.
Owners of a new digital networking hub, Liverpool fans will never sing that.
But we're ambitious here, aren't we, Ian, at the Five Ankles Breakfast Show? We're ambitious.
Yep.
We're going to go one better than a recorded media interview, aren't we?
We are ambitious, as Everton themselves.
Arguably, we're more ambitious than Everton themselves, as we're recording a live show that you're listening to now from the stadium. It's a media first. We have been given premier broadcasting space inside a premium portaloo on the site.
And it is one of the loveliest portaloos I've ever been in. I have to say that. It's Premier League. Elite. It's the best toilet in the world.
This is no Glastonbury toilet, is it, Ian? The toilets on sites these days are top world class. Look up the top there. There's a window. There's a tiny window at the top.
Yeah.
You don't get that in your normal portaloos in this world. Just in case, once you've been, you want to look outside the window. Yeah. Either by climbing on the seats or, if you're Peter Crouch, simply standing and looking. Yep. It separates the toilet wheat from the chaff. Yeah. It's Premier League toilet.
It is. And this toilet even has a flush.
It's got a flush.
I'll tell you, that's better than some changing rooms I had during my professional career. Mm. In my early days at Kettering, for example, we just all went in the middle of the floor and the kit man cleaned it up afterwards with a dustpan and brush.
What are you doing there? What are you doing, Ian?
I'm trying to pull the flush.
Well,
so that the... trying to pull it so the listeners can hear.
Right.
It's not... It's stiff. That is a stiff one.
You don't need to do it.
I suppose that's Everton in a nutshell, isn't it? It's a lot of money, but functionally championship standard.
I'm not 100% Ian, but I think the staff at the ground have actually disabled the motor. All to create a soundproofed, world class of this world breakfast broadcasting recording studio.
So if it doesn't flush, I better not go during a break.
You'd better not.
No, I won't.
Let's open the door and let's hear the realization of Everton fans' dreams come to life. Okay, you can close it again, Ian. Close it again. That is something, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is something.
It is pretty soundproofed in here.
Let's settle down in the cosy confines of Everton's best mobile toilet on the site of the new stadium. And while we're waiting for possible interviews on this media day with Frank Lampard and Bill Kenwright, let's just talk about sports on this lovely morning. What have we got coming up, Ian?
Well, I met Claire Boulding yesterday, and we're going to hear how I got on with her.
Lovely lady and a top, 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 top broadcaster. I bet you and her did some great chatting.
No, there was no chatting, Anthony.
Right.
She was teaching me judo, so we just shoved each other about a living room for a bit. And then she pinned me against the shag pile carpet and counted to 20. She is good at judo, let me tell you that. I learned some moves.
Amazing, great
stuff. She did fart on my head at one point.
She didn't.
She did, yes. She tried to pretend she hadn't, but you can clearly hear it on the audio. On the plus side, whilst I was down on the carpet, I did find an ordnance survey map of the Lake District in big print under the sofa. So it's all good. I'm off rambling in the Lake District with Steve Bold this weekend, so that map will come in handy.
You shouldn't have stolen Claire Balding's map of the Lake District.
Well, she did fart on my head.
Well, that's coming up later in the show when we find out more about Everton's spanking new stadium. So new, it doesn't yet exist. And don't forget to call in if you fancy answering a simple question to win those Sister Act tickets as well. The show stars Beverly Knight. What a singer, Ian.
Yeah.
What a singer.
She's an actress as well.
Yeah, fantastic.
Was she in Die Hard?
She's brilliant. She's not performing for the next couple of months. She's got split ends, but her understudy is so good.
Is she?
Unbelievable. Who is she? Don't know who she is. I saw she was on CBeebies.
Oh.
She was in a pirate show. So please do call us and answer that simple question or text us on 75358. Now here's Taj with the news.
All sport, all morn with Sports Horn.
Anthony Gordon, I love Everton FC and I never said I wanted to leave. I can't wait to play in the new stadium. I'll play in Everton Courts if I have to.
Are we okay giving away tickets to a show that isn't produced by Everton's chairman, Bill Kenwright?
Yeah, I think he won't mind. Well, I mean, why would he mind?
He might
just
mind.
He's a thoroughly lovely man, apparently. He is so kind. And he's a top, 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 top theatre impresario. He's professional.
He produced Blood Brothers, didn't he?
Yep.
That is a class show. That's class. And I say that as a Les Mis fan.
I tell you what, I saw Blood Brothers on a rainy Tuesday in the Stoke Regent Theatre. And it still did the business.
It can do it. That's your phone.
Oh, okay. Is it all right if I take this?
Yeah.
What time? That's weird. Kitty Spink.
Kitty Spink, as I live and breathe. Nigel Spink's
great
daughter. She's clever, Anthony. And she's funny.
Yeah, I know she is. I know you are. Ian, can you just go outside or just give us a second?
Well, I'm not going to go outside. How about I stand here by the wash basin?
Yeah, hi, Kitty. Yeah, I'm at Everton's ground. Yeah, the new one. We're doing the media day.
We're in the toilet, Kitty.
Yeah.
Let me pull the flush and demonstrate.
The flush doesn't work, so... They turn off the motor so that we can record. Stop trying to...
I think it's just stiff, actually. It's stiff. Kitty, wait. Stay on the line, Kitty. I'll get that flush working for you.
Can I call you back, actually? Yeah, thank you.
What did Kitty want?
I don't know.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Only on Sports Horn.
Horning Sport from the rooftops.
I'm John Stones. I cried when I had to leave Everton, for reasons that escape me now. But I'll cry even more when I make an emotional return to Everton's new stadium. Hopefully, when I'm still playing for Man City.
John Stones' emotional Everton stadium return at Toffee Park, exclusively live in 2026.
Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show from Everton's new stadium under construction.
Ian Five Ankles.
Ian, you've played at a club with a new stadium in your time when Derby County moved to Pride Park,
I did.
I believe.
Yes, my form actually dipped, so I asked the manager if I could play my games at the old ground while the rest of the team played at the new one.
How did you get on?
It was tough getting onto crosses, if I'm honest.
The fans have been waiting for such a long time at this old football club to move grounds, but at the same time, nothing will replace Goodison Park, yeah, a cathedral of soccer.
They're
isn't
such
it,
a historic football club.
Our Everton football club.
And so many greats won't get to play for them.
Hold on a second. Hold on, Ian. There is a knock at the door. I know we were promised an interview with Frank Lampard. I believe this is him. Oh. Ian, opening the door, please.
Opening the door. In you come, Frank.
And here he is. That is not Frank Lampard.
It's not, but it's a crane operator who's also called Frank. And I know that because it says it on his lanyard.
Okay, what's going on here? We interviewing about the stadium, about constructing this... No, he's just going for a slash.
Oh.
He's just going for a slash.
Mate, let me move those papers out of the way for you. Yeah, blimey.
He's going for it. And he has commenced urinating. There is no flush on that. He has started, so he will... Well, as Frank, our crane operator, just answers a quick call of nature. Hope the microphones don't pick that up. Ian, do you know what would be good?
What?
It would be good if we could go up in Frank's crane and get an exclusive bird's eye view of the Toffees' new patch.
Mm.
Frank, would that be okay? He's nodding. Super.
Yeah, he's still going there, Anthony.
He's still going. Ian, as you were saying, bittersweet for the Toffees, as so many legends down the years would have loved to play here.
No, they would, yeah. I mean, the ghosts of yesteryear, how they would react to this sparkling marvel of 21st century architecture. And I'm talking your Dixie Dings. Your Graham Sharps, Joe Mercers, Gary Stevens, Tommy Johnsons, Jimmy Steins. Trevor Stevens.
He's still urinating.
Your Bobby Irvines, your John Hursts, Harry Cattericks, your Joe Clennells.
Yes.
Your Alf Millwoods. Sandy Youngs.
Oh.
Alex Young. Is he still urinating?
He's stopped. He is stopped.
Yeah.
Thank you, Frank. Those
people, they would have loved to play
here. He's going
here.
Again. He's going again.
Your Paul Bracewells. Your Kevin Campbells.
Don't forget
your
him.
David Hicksons. Sam Chezoys. Your Ray Wilsons. Your Samuel Wolstenholmes. Of this world, are you done? He's done. How all those players would marvel at this shiny new jewel in Merseyside's crown.
That was a huge wee, Frank. Fair play to you. He is trying to flush it. The motor has been disabled, Frank. Stop trying to flush the... It's been disabled for broadcast. Just leave it. We'll see you up in that crane later on. Open the door, Ian.
Thank you, Frank.
Cheers, Frank.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you later for a bird's eye view that we, just like Ian and myself, is here until 10 this morning. Coming up, we look at just how the new stadium is designed to help Everton Football Club win games of football.
Fortress Goodison.
Will they win the league in their new stadium? Or more attainable, will they win two games in a row? Find out right after this.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. One Ian a day keeps the doctor away.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Duncan Ferguson. Let me help you relax.
Sportshorn and Everton Football Club proudly present Duncan Ferguson's relaxation album.
Relax. Relax. Relax your f***ing p***.
3 hours of soothing tones to help you unwind.
Relax or I'll f***ing chin you.
Duncan Ferguson's relaxation album in the Everton Club Shop now.
Yes, off we go.
Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
Ian, you've got a deep personal connection with Everton Football Club yourself, haven't you?
Yes. I once had tapas with Kevin Sheedy.
A legend of the game.
Oh, don't get me wrong.
A legend of the game. I won't get you wrong.
A top world-class player.
World-class.
But I have to say, he misunderstood the very nature of tapas. He just ordered the one dish and thought that that was the main course.
Right.
And then he panicked. He'd suddenly become a giant. He spent the entire evening trying to make himself go back to normal size. And it didn't help that I'd ordered some shots of Sambuca. He thought they were tiny pints of Guinness. All in all, it was embarrassing. But what a player.
What a player.
And a fine ambassador for Everton's football club.
Now, if you look at the plans for Everton Stadium on their website, you might notice a room next to the multi-faith prayer zone, and that is a Labour ward.
Yes.
The first of its kind.
Yes, Anthony, it is the first of its kind in English football. Everton will operate a Labour ward for the community to alleviate our precious NHS, but also to foster a youth scouting system. It's clever stuff.
And there will also be, true to Everton's roots, a chapel in one corner of the stadium with the facilities to provide wedding ceremonies, Ian.
Yeah, and there'll be a race to get married first in this new ground. What an honour that would be. It's every bride's dream.
And that race begins now. Eddie is in Wavertree. Hi, Eddie.
Hiya, yeah, a bit nervous-like.
Yes, I can imagine. Eddie here is aiming to be the first person to get married at Everton's new ground. And Eddie, you're about to propose to your girlfriend live on air. What's her name?
Alice.
Ian Five Ankles.
Let's get her on now. Alice, are you there?
Hi.
Now, Alice, you're from Vauxhall in Liverpool, just a stone's throw away. You're on the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. You don't know why
Ian
you're here.
Ian Five Ankles.
Stay there, Alice. Eddie, you've got something to say. You go for it, Eddie.
Thanks, Anthony. Alice, you mean the world to me. We've been together for nearly a year now, and I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Will you marry me?
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes, I will.
Oh, thank God. Brilliant.
It's a yes. It's a yes. It's a yes.
You may now kiss each other down the phone. Mm.
Yes, go ahead. You guys phone kiss. Congratulations.
Love you, Alice. So much. So much.
Oh.
Alice, what are you doing?
Nice. Perhaps a bit much on second thoughts.
Properly necking, aren't they?
Yeah.
Alice.
Yeah, and to complete the circle of life, ashes scattering. Scattering loved ones' ashes on football grounds is a time-honoured tradition.
Is she going down on him?
But this is the 21st century, and health and safety dictates that Everton won't be allowing the scattering of ashes on their Deso Grassmaster turf. Instead, they've come up with a fine alternative, Ian.
That's right, yes. Yeah. Fans may bring an urn containing ashes, which will be loaded onto a mechanical catapult in the shape of Wayne Rooney. Rooney will then welly the urn into the River Mersey while speakers blare out the famous commentary line, "Remember the name!" But instead of Wayne Rooney, it'll be the name of the deceased. Yeah. So, remember the name! Dennis Elphick, 1928 to 2023, or whatever.
He had a good innings, Dennis.
It's what Dennis would have wanted, yes. And it firmly cements Everton as the people's club, strengthening the community off the pitch.
And we all want to know, how will the stadium improve the team's fortunes on the pitch?
Well, they don't currently have a plan for that.
Don't forget, those Sister Act tickets are still up for grabs. We're no longer going to ask a question due to popular demand. Just anyone who wants them, feel free to text us on 75358. Let's go to Taj with the news. You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Wake up with Ian.
My name is Tim Cahill, and if there's a corner flag, you bet I'll punch it.
That went well, I thought, actually, yeah. Ian. Yeah.
Oh, hold on. There's someone at the door. Flampsy, Flampsy, Flampard in the house.
Okay, not sure he likes being called that.
Oh, so. Don't worry, Anthony. We, me and him go way back.
Great to see you, Frank. You're here for the interview. Cool. Thanks for taking time out of your busy... Oh, no. No, he's just taking a dump.
Oh. Hi, Frank. Ian Five Ankles. Don't know if you remember me, but I marked you when you were a whippersnapper at West Ham. He's ignoring me, Anthony.
Yeah, he's literally just sat on the toilet.
He's just sat on the toilet staring at the wall... With steely-eyed determination, it must be
said. That is classic Lampard. He's a born winner. So focused.
Yeah,
look at him.
I've seen that expression in every penalty he's ever taken. That is world-class concentration of this world.
Frank, is it okay if we interview you while you're going doo-doos?
Do you know what? I'm not even sure he's aware we're here.
Wow.
He's gone into the zone, Anthony. These are the strains of being a top manager.
He looks constipated.
Well, managers do have funny relationships with the toilet. I actually knew a manager in League Two who held in a movement for a couple of weeks due to stress, and his anus closed up completely. It just sealed over. Luckily, it was during an international break.
Has he recovered?
No, sadly not. No, he's got to poo through a guide dog now.
Keith Curl, one out. I'll tell you what, let's get it back on air. Can we get back on air quicker than we were? We're going to interview Frank Lampard while he's on the job. Can we? Thank you. We're going to come back.
Well,
very good. Very good.
Have we got time for an
interview? Well, he's constipated as a heron down there, mate. I mean, we've got half an hour exclusive here.
Yeah, he's in full concentration mode.
Frank Lampard's media trained. You know, as soon as the mic's on him, he'll be chuckling at something, then being serious half a second later. Let's come back from the break. Let's come back from the break now. Come on.
I'm former England and Spurs keeper Ian Walker, and I sometimes...
Five Ankles. Breakfast Show.
Welcome back to
Ian Five Ankles.
We're here with Frank, Super Frank Lampard, to chat the ins and outs of Everton FC and just how excited he is to be managing the Toffees in their new stadium in a few years, as he surely will be.
Oh, guaranteed.
Frank, so... Oh, he has been. That is masterful. Congratulations, Frank.
Back
well
of
done,
the
mate.
Net.
Well done.
That is
well
a top prop.
And he's getting up to flush the... Yeah, the flush won't work, Frank. Yeah, no, we turned the motor off for the studio, apparently. So, yeah, no need to do that. He's having a wipe. He's having a wipe. And he's wiped. He's wiped. He places the toilet tissue over the top of it so we don't have to look at it. And that is classy.
Oh, that is class.
That's a class
act. Don't get me wrong.
I won't get you wrong.
But that just shows the measure of the man.
Yeah.
He's got 10 GCSEs and you can see it in that toileting courtesy. You really can. Cheers, Flamps.
Thank you.
He's gone.
What?
A gentleman of the game,
what a
Anthony.
Man. What a man. We've got a caller on the line. Nev, you're from Epsom.
Hi, lads.
Are you ringing up about the Sister Act tickets giveaway?
Well, I'm a Chelsea fan. And as I said to your researcher, Steven Gerrard could never have done that.
Done what? A poo in a portaloo?
Well, you look at Gerrard, right? He's scrawny, right? He's the sort of bloke who'd do little Malteser rabbit droppings. Yeah. Sven should never have played them together, not in a million years.
Thanks, Nev. Let's crack open a window. In the meantime, a quick reminder to get those calls in for a chance to win a trip to see Sister Act. It is sensational. I haven't seen it, but it's just won the Most Amount of Nuns on Stage Award, beating The Sound of Music by 48 nuns to 44. That's class, that is.
That is world-class nunnage.
Give us a call. Let's find those nuns a home. Or text us on 75358.
Anthony, I'm just about to crack open a window to mitigate Lampard's top world-class smell. And speaking of Sister Act, I can see a nun a nun striding purposefully towards us. Is this part of the marketing?
Let's have a look. Just move over to the side. Let's just park up on that toilet.
Yeah.
That's Bill Kenwright.
Well, he's
that's
got Bill a gun. Kenwright. He's got a gun.
Right.
That's a nun with a gun.
Bill Kenwright's got a gun. Bill Kenwright has got a gun, whether it's a real one or a prop one, borrowed from the props department of one of his many West End theatre productions, I'm not sure. But he's Bill Kenwright coming towards us. He's 50 yards away, and he has pace.
He's quick for a big man, Anthony. Yes. Faster than Tom Davis at any rate.
And more likely to track back. Let's go to Angelina with the travel. You're listening to the Ian Five Angles Breakfast Show.
The Ian Five Angles Breakfast Show, live from Everton's new stadium.
My name, Jordan Pickford. Me say footballs at new home.
He's getting closer, Anthony. Jesus, what does he want?
Well, he's pissed we're promoting Sister Act on his patch. Sister Act is not his musical. He's
well,
going to be fucked
ruthless.
With that.
That's petty.
Well, it is. It is. You know, I said he was nice before, but fucking hell, you wouldn't believe the beef between rival theatre impresarios in the West End.
Well,
you really wouldn't.
Anything but blood brothers, aren't they?
Enough of the musical puns, Ian. We've got to act fast or we'll be hairspray.
What? We'll be hairspray? What? That doesn't
Hold
mean
on,
anything.
Hold on, I've got an idea. Ian, open the window. Open the window.
Right, I'm up here on the toilet. I'm opening
Don't
it.
Don't look down at Lampard's droppings. Try
well,
and stand on
I'm
the seat.
Glad just... of the toilet paper concealer. Right, window open.
Right, let me climb up with you a second. Hang on. Just move over. Move over to one side. Stand
right.
on one side of the seat. Thank you. All right. Where is he? Oi! Hey! Frank! Crane operator, Frank!
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 Over here, mate. Look at us. Up in the window. Can you see us? Mate, can you winch this toilet up in the sky so we're not gunned down by Bill Kenwright? Thanks, mate. Cheers. Oh, magic. That's awesome. Thank you. Right, close the window, Ian.
Closing
close
it.
Close it.
Right.
Get back down. Careful.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's a great idea, Anthony. Good thinking.
Whoa. He's doing it. We're coming up.
Is this a good time to tell you I'm utterly terrified of heights? Look, I never went up for a corner in 20 years of professional football.
Sorry, just imagine you're rising up in a submarine.
I also get violently seasick.
The Ian Five Angles Breakfast Show on Sports Horn. Ian's got the horn all morn.
Well, don't play the ship's horn, Sting.
I'm Seamus Coleman, and I live and breathe Everton. I'll be in that dressing room when I'm 100. Please don't ever let me go.
Welcome back to the Ian... Whoa!
Ian Five!
Oh, and exclusively live, we are up in the sky. We are being treated to a bird's eye view of the stadium that's under construction. You can really see the ambition here. Now, when Everton fans see their side concede a last-minute winner to Brighton, at least they'll be in comfortable seats, Ian.
I'm going to be sick.
Right, climb up on the toilet then. Hurl one out the window. That's it, mate. Get up there. That's it. And as Ian is violently sick down the side of a premium Portaloo 100 feet in the air, let's ask the question, where's the best ground you've vomited at? Text in to 75358. Do you feel better now, Ian?
Yeah, much better. I'll tell you what, that vom's gone all over Bill Kenwright.
Top work. Well done, Ian. More accurate than most of the strikers here. Get down off the toilet now, mate. Get down off the toilet.
It's a bit wobbly.
Mind your foot on the flush.
The flush works after all.
The flush works. So the motor wasn't disabled. The lever was just a bit stiff.
Lampard's turd's gone all over Bill Kenwright as well.
And Kenwright has the double. When was the last time that happened for Everton, Ian?
I think it was 84-85.
Yes.
League and Cup Winners' Cup.
What a season. Everton have silverware already and they haven't even moved in yet. What a story. Coming up after the break... Thinking the unthinkable, just how funny would it be if Everton start at their new ground in the Championship? Very funny, thinks Ian.
I do, yes. Second in funniness only to Liverpool fans comparing Darwin Nunez with Erling Haaland pre-season.
But first, we have a caller, Joss from Billericay.
Sister Act can fuck off.
Next week on Sports Horn.
Ian Five Anchors.
It's Steve Harper!
Give me those gloves back. I need them for goalkeeping.
Well, do you actually need them, Steve?
No.
No, you don't, do you? You don't need them, Steve.
Sports on. Horning sport from dusk till dawn.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Sports On is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.